I'm going to have a couple of testimonies here. Carly, come and share just a little. I mean, I got one on healing and a couple here just on prosperity and how God will take care of you.
Thank you. Pastor Evelyn asked me to share a couple of things that have happened to us real recently, like within the last couple weeks. And so I guess before I say anything, I just want to first establish that I really feel like my whole life, my family, we're just a testimony to the love of God. I mean, the true love of God. And so if I get like this, it's because when God does something kind to me, it affects my emotions. Anyway, my husband works at a brilliant job, and he's been so blessed to have a really great position, and we prayed for a long time really to get him where God wanted him, and he was blessed with an iPad to work with. And I'm not really gadgety, and I'm not really a techie next necessarily, but it was kind of fun to look at and even more fun to play with, and so I thought, maybe I'll play with that iPad. And I did, and I was messing around with it and having some fun with it, and I set it on top of a sheepskin that sits on my couch at home, and it slipped off and fell on the floor. Now, my husband and I have probably a perfect relationship, about as good as you can have, and that's a blessing from God. So when I dropped Eric's iPad, it wasn't the iPad that I got upset about. It was that I loved my husband and I had broken something that was important to his work and important to him, and he loved it, you know. So I got kind of upset about that, and of course I had to tell him that this had happened. And Eric has never really gotten mad at me. He doesn't get angry with me. He just mostly loves me all the time. But he was angry. And I could tell he was angry. And Eric's angry just is basically a straight face. It's not anything bad, so don't worry about me. I was fine. But I could tell he was angry, and I felt terrible about it. And anyway, he went back to work. But within 2 days, he came home with a brand new iPad from his work. And this is the cool part. They decided that I should get the old iPad. His work decided to give that iPad to me, which seems small, but it isn't, because the original plan was that every techie thing that my husband gets to do his job gets passed down to somebody under him as he acquires new things. So why they saw fit to give me this iPad, we know. I just sat down and I said, Lord, you saw my heart broke. And you love me. That's all you know. He loves me so much that he cared. Because I don't need this, and I don't really care about this. But he just loves me so much. Okay, so that was the first one. The next one, it's interesting because when you trust God with everything, and I feel like I do trust God with everything, he has no problem supplying all your needs according to his riches and glory. And I really do believe that. I don't just say it. I don't tell myself that all the time so that I make myself believe it. I actually really do think that he'll do that. And I kind of expect him to do it. You know, I expect him to take care of me. And one need that we'd had in our house was we've got 3 children and we needed a new van. We have nice vehicles, we've been blessed, but this van constantly was breaking down, it needed repairs, and it was a very expensive van because I'm that girl. I like to ride in a nice nice vehicle, and God's rich, so he can do these things for us. But I said, God, we really need a vehicle, and I was really pressuring my husband, saying, we need something, and I even went to the Lord, and I was telling Pastor Evelyn, I went to God, and God and I are really tight. And so I said, God, what is going on? Why don't I have this vehicle? We were ready to take a loan out here. And you said we're not supposed to be any man's debtor. And I'm not saying I was disrespectful to God, but I was not happy at that moment. But I said, I really want to take a loan out, but we're not going to do it because we're not supposed to do it. Now, if you have a loan, please don't feel judged. This is just where I am. I just believe that God will provide. So I had this conversation with the Lord, and within 2 weeks, my husband came home with a brand new, beautiful $40,000 luxury vehicle with heated leather seats and everything that I would need to put all my children and even my 200-pound dog in it. And the owner of his company said, we just want you to have this for you and your family to use. And we will pay for your gas. Here's a gas card. And we just appreciate you. And so, you know, any repairs that need to be done, they take care of it. They pay for all the insurance. And, I mean, we were really thankful to them. But I don't know anybody, anything except God. He's the one that did it for us. And he'll do that for you. He'll do that for every one of you. I mean, I have no problem giving God anything that I have. And I think that's why I'm able to receive what he has for me, because I love him. I just totally love him. And it's nothing that I've done. You can't pray yourself into a place of being able to receive better. You just have to love God and let him love you back. It's so simple and we make it so complicated. We can be totally real with God and have a hissy fit on the floor. I mean, I wasn't on the floor having a hissy fit, but I was having a baby tantrum. I wanted a new car. And I just said, God, I really want to do it my way, but I'll do it your way. I mean, he's not waiting for us to be super religious or super holy, or he's given us everything we need. And so I'm really thankful that you let me share that. I hope that you're all blessed by that.
Hallelujah. You know why you don't have a new van? Because you didn't believe for it and you didn't ask for it. Hallelujah. You know, you think, well, I ask. But you know what? You got to ask in faith, and I'm going to talk to you about that tonight. I think that is just tremendous. Bob was supposed to give a testimony. He disappeared. I think he's shy to give a testimony. He burned his hand, just poured scalding water over his hand. And, I mean, his hand doesn't even have nothing. It's just, I told him, I said, you need to share that. But I think he skipped out on me. Hallelujah. But he showed me his hand. He said, this man I know. And he started telling me about it. And he said, here's the hand. So it was him. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? See, God's doing miracles. And I'm going to tell you something. Maybe you get, if you got a religious spirit, it just got up and got, just had a fit when she was sharing. Because religion don't like that. How can you say, God, you have to give me something? Well, God has promised. And you know what? It's not on your how you act. I mean, you can't get anything from God by how you act. It's purely the grace of God. But you know what? We don't understand that. We think we got to perform. And if we've done something we shouldn't have done, or said something we shouldn't have said, or we've gotten maybe did something really bad, you know, we just think God can't, you know, he just can't touch us because we're just too bad. Well, bless God, he knew how bad. And I'm not saying it's okay to sin. You understand, I believe you ought to walk as close as you can. You ought to walk holy before God. You ought to walk in holiness, because when you don't, you open the door for the devil to just come in and beat on you. But I'm going to tell you something. If I've got to perform to get it, I won't ever get anything. Because you know what? It's I can go to him because he knew how badly I was going to miss it when he called me. He called me. The word says he called me, I didn't call him. So he knew how badly I was going to miss it. And he called me anyway. Isn't that something? So he's seen me through Jesus Christ. And that's how he sees me tonight. So that's why we can go and say, Lord, I need. So don't you dare get jealous of what she's got. I'm telling you, I went to church one night with a woman. And somebody got up and got to give a testimony. I had taken her because she didn't have a ride. And someone got up and gave a testimony about being healed, and she was mad, and she was mad all the way home and griped and cramped because she didn't get healed. You understand? I'm telling you, you better bless people. When God blesses them, bless them more. I mean, hallelujah. Just begin to bless them. Hallelujah. Bless you, Carly. I bless you with everything you need. Hallelujah. Carly's got that childlike faith. She just believes. I like to have her pray with me because she just believes. I'm going to talk to you tonight about faith to change your world. And I love teaching on faith. I love it. You say, well, this is a healing school. This will get you healed. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 1, and we're going to start out with verse 16. And I think he's probably got it up there for me. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. The gospel is the power. The gospel is the power. Part of the gospel is I'll meet your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth. To the Jew first. To everyone who believeth. Believeth what? Believeth what he said he doeth. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people just don't believe what he said he'd do. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And you know what? I've been saved for 45 years. And I've had people come up and say, you're one of those faith people. You know, faith camp. Well, you know what? You better all be in the faith camp. You understand? Because without faith, it's impossible to believe God or to please God. And it says the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. Bless God. Come on, get with me, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you open the eyes, the spiritual eyes of each one here to grasp and even get things that I don't even say, God. But Lord, let them get revelation as I'm teaching, God. And I call every single person in here out of debt. I call them out of debt, out of need, out of want. Father, we declare them to be prosperous in Jesus' name. Because your word is true. And you don't love Carly any more than you love me. You don't love Carly any more than you love anyone else, Father. And God, I just thank you that you will meet our needs according to your riches and glory. God, help us to get that religious junk out of the way. Help us to get those fences that we've built up, those strongholds that we've built up. Help us to get them out of the way, God, and just believe you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I got some friends over here from Chicago. I'm so glad to have you guys come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is so good. I'm glad to have every single one of you. I'm talking about something that you did not see came from something visible. Something that you see did not come from something visible. I said that wrong. Something that you see did not come from something visible. The things we see came out of God. He couldn't see it. They were made. That's what it says. So things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about faith to change your world. That's a big statement. We want changing, a world-changing faith. Not just something to change my life, but making a lifestyle that contains the life of others who are determined to live by faith. See, faith is something that's required of the life of every believer. You understand that? It's required. It's not an option. Well, you live by faith if you want to. No, he said the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. See, it's required, and it's our greatest spiritual asset. You know, after you get born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost, the most precious thing you can have is your faith. You know what? You can get everything. I'd rather go someplace without part of my clothing as go without my Bible. I always take my Bible because I can get what I need with my Bible because it's the Word of God, and it's where I get my faith. Hallelujah. But you know, that faith is so powerful. Now, I want to clarify, living by faith does not mean quit your job, you know? Some people think that they sit on their backside and do nothing. That's not what God said. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm just going to sit here and suck my thumb till God does something. You know what? Get up off your carcass and let's get busy for God. Come on. Hallelujah. I know people who quit their job waiting on God. You know, they couldn't live. When they had a job, they couldn't live by faith. So they quit their job and try to live by faith? That's crazy. Hallelujah. Some people who thought they were walking in faith were just walking in foolishness. Presumption. Hallelujah. But I want to talk to you about the God kind of faith. That which is in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to believe God or to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Say rewarder. Rewarder. Come on. He rewards those. Praise God. People thought he was going to slap you down and knock you around, and he didn't like you much anyway. But that's not what the word says. It says, without faith, it's impossible to believe God or to please God. For he that comes to God, if you're going to come to God, you've got to believe that he is, that he exists, and that he's a rewarder, not a subtractor nor a divider. Not, you know, he's a rewarder. Hallelujah. Always multiplies and adds. Whoa, come on, say glory. To those that diligently seek him. See, it's very important that we have faith and understand what it is. How many people are really walking by faith? See, is your faith, does it have, you know, is it a fake or does it have some proof? I'm going to tell you something. If you're walking in faith, you ought to have some proof. Glory to God. There's people who've made fun of me and pushed me and tried to move me off the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. When they got sick, they come warn me to use my faith. That very thing they tried to move me off of. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. So it's very important that we have faith and understand what it is. Hallelujah. Show me your faith by your works, and let me see what has happened in your life that you got by faith. Come on, people. Hallelujah. What'd you get by faith? Glory to God. See, instead of running to the medicine cabinet, run to God, run to the Word, and allow that to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, start where you are. Don't start at the top. Use your faith for bus fare before you start believing for a car. Come on. You know, people trying to believe for a car never believe for a bus fare. People trying to believe to get healed of cancer never believe God to heal them of a headache or a hangnail. Come on. Start where you are. Glory. People made fun of me for believing for parking spaces. You know, they did. Oh, you're one of them crazy people who believe for a parking space. Well, go ahead and park out the back if you want to. Hallelujah. I just rather park up there at the front. Hallelujah. And they say, oh, you know, that's just so crazy. No, it's not. I'm using my faith. Hallelujah. I'm using my faith. Glory. I wouldn't have time all night to tell you the things that I've gotten by faith. Just believe in God. Hallelujah. See, I don't believe that the church as a whole has moved into our full destiny. We haven't even started, people. Hallelujah. And here we're further along than most. But I believe we're going to have to know some of these things because times are tough. And you know what? It looks like for the world it's going to get tougher. But you know what? God still said, if I'm living out of this world, I'm in trouble. But if I'm living out of the kingdom, hallelujah, I'm not in trouble. You understand? God will supply. I don't have to quit. Just because the world has a recession doesn't mean I have to stop living the way I'm living. You know what? God is supplying my need. You got to get that fear out of you. Because, I mean, they talk about the stock market going down, and everybody just gets in fear. My life doesn't depend on the stock market. It doesn't depend on what the government does. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we're going to have to believe for us and our families, but also for our neighbors. You know what? People say, well, me and my four, no more. No, no, you're going to have enough to help your neighbors and help people. People don't care what you know till they know how much you care. You know, they need to know that you care. Hallelujah. You say, go away and be warmed and filled. You know, no, no, you need to help. See, people like to go to churches where they can sit and nothing's required of them. That's very dangerous, people. The devil comes against you with sickness. You need some faith to get it off of you. If you need money to live, you need some faith to get the enemy off your back. And see, when you come here, you get involved. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're going to join this church, they're going to put you to work. And that's good. See, the church is going to, they're getting hold of the fact that they're righteous. And some of the church is getting hold of grace. And some are believing for the impossible. Hallelujah. We need faith to get healed and to walk in divine health. Not just get healed, but walk in divine health. Hallelujah. You know what? There's going to be a time when people are going to come to you and say, what are you doing? How are you doing this? How do you get your money? How do you stay healed? Hallelujah. Bless God. See, insurance. Everybody's all worried about this insurance going up, and it is bad. And you know, I mean, Obamacare, you've just heard about that and heard about that. But I'm going to tell you something, people. You better not be dependent on Obamacare or any other kind of care except Jesus care. You begin to believe God. I believe there's going to come a time when you walk in that back door sick and it'll fall off of you. Can't even come in here. We declare that sickness is off limits in here. Hallelujah. I believe there's going to come a time in this church where nobody in this church is going to get a divorce. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, we're believing for miracles, people. Hallelujah. Can you hear the bones cracking? Hallelujah. Glory. Bev said that the other night, you know, when she looks at this little boy, his name is Caleb. She said, she can hear the bones cracking. And I think we need to start hearing the bones crack. Hallelujah. I hear money. I hear the ring of money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I need it. I need it. Not to supply myself, but to give. Glory to God. There's so many needs and so many things I want to do. Hallelujah. But the church is getting hold of the fact that they're righteous, and we got to get that. And that they're going to get a hold of grace. This grace is an end time message. Whoo, glory. If Joseph Prince had taught what he taught now 40 years ago, they'd have tarred and feathered him and sent him out of town. You know, they wouldn't have messed with him. But we're getting it. We're getting it, people. 2 Peter 1, and I read this how many times, but today I got something new out of it. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of Jesus Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ. We obtain faith through righteousness from the Word of God. If you're all bent out of shape, thinking you're just so terrible, and you got all this condemnation on you, you're not going to be able to move in faith. He said, through righteousness, through knowing who you are and what belongs to you, glory to God, you begin to move out and get what you get, not because of what you've done, but because of what He did. Hallelujah. Bless God. How many times have I said to you, you don't get what you deserve. You get what He paid for. Hallelujah. We obtain faith through righteousness from the Word of God. Do you see that we want to know about righteousness so we can get our faith to work? 2 Corinthians 5:21. Probably all of you know how to quote this. For He made us, He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. See, I'm not a sinner because I sinned. I'm a sinner because I was a sinner because Adam sinned. And I was born a sinner. You understand? I'm not righteous because of my deeds. I was born righteous. Glory to God. Come on. I was born again righteous. You understand? Hallelujah. See, I didn't do anything to become a sinner, and I didn't do anything to become righteous except to accept Jesus Christ. So you see, Jesus was made to be sin, that we might be made righteous. Now, righteousness is a gift. And through being righteous, you can get your faith to work through the Word of God. Faith can flow when righteousness is present. Some people are trying to get faith and still feel condemned. So your faith, for your faith to work properly and fully, you must know that you're righteous. You must know that no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I sin. I miss it. I came to God. I asked Him to forgive me, and that's it. Hallelujah. Amen. He put it in the sea of forgetfulness, and people, I'm going to tell you something. Don't go fishing. Hallelujah. Put up a no fishing sign out there. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, God forgot it, so you better. you're going to give people a license to sin. I've told you before, you'll sin without a license. You don't need a license to sin. Hallelujah. You know, condemnation will cut off the flow of faith. Unrighteousness is a disease of the spirit. Are you hearing me? When you think yourself, oh, I heard that for years. You're just a whole sinner. Saved by grace. Well, what am I, old sinner? Did I get saved by grace? You know, I was an old sinner. I got saved by grace. Now I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And that has some power with it, people. Hallelujah. You have to get the guilt and condemnation, the low self-esteem out of you. The inferiority, you got to get it out of you so that your faith will work. Without it, you cannot please God. Without it, you cannot overcome the world. Make your mind up to develop your faith. And as you do, your faith will bring you into your destiny. Hallelujah. Don't you want to get there? We need faith to overcome the world. We need faith to fulfill our destiny. We need faith to please God. And we need faith to overcome temptation. Hallelujah. If you're walking strictly by your intellect, the devil will put a ring in your nose and lead you where you don't desire to go. And he'll be laughing at you the whole way. I tell you, we all have faith in something. People put their faith in what they fear. You know, you can find faith in the strangest places. Hallelujah. Every one of us has the measure of faith. That's Romans 12:3. It says God has given to us the measure of God's faith. See, our job is to develop that faith. You have to put it, you have to make it so that your faith will work. See, when you're operating in faith, you don't have to change anything. When you're walking in faith, I don't care how bad the economy gets. We just keep walking. When you're operating in faith, I don't care how sick you get, just keep walking. Hallelujah. You understand? Hallelujah. Sure, temptation will come. You'll have it. So are you going to lay down, put pajamas on it, and feed it chicken soup? Or are you going to get up and walk? Hallelujah. See, the Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but you're just going to keep on walking. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're operating in the faith of God. Nothing will change. You know, nothing will change in your life. You'll just keep walking by God. By His stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, but don't you see you got a fever? That's okay. By His stripes, I'm healed. Body, you will come in line. You don't rule here. My spirit man rules here. And by His stripes, you're healed. Hallelujah. Some of you just settle for the devil to put old age on you. And you just start taking aches and pains and putting up with them and putting rubbing oil or something else on them. Glory to God. Put the Word of God on it. Tell that old age spirit, get off you. Now, you young ones, don't worry about it. One day you will be old. Hallelujah. You better, I wish I'd learned some of this when I was young. Not that I'm old. Yeah, you need to start now. You need to start building that in you. Hallelujah. Once you get into faith, you'll enjoy heaven's benefits. You will. Faith is a mystery. And what is a mystery? It's something that goes beyond human or supernatural or natural comprehension. It's a mystery. And part of that mystery is how faith works and what it is. Part of that mystery is how it works. How it works. What you greatly fear will come upon you. How does it come? By faith. You hear me? You put your faith in the fact that what you fear is so real. So you pull it in with your faith. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. You picture that. And then you pull it to you with your faith. You think, well, I ain't putting faith in. Yeah, you are. What you greatly fear will come upon you. That's what Job says. But I tell you, what you greatly faith will come upon you. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, but we get resistance and we quit when it comes to the good things we need and want. We get into fear and our worst fear just comes automatically because you've meditated on it and you pull that thing to you. Hallelujah. We call it worry. Oh, well, I'm not worried. I'm just concerned the same thing. Hallelujah. People say, you know, I don't worry, but I'm really concerned. Well, it's the same thing. We do that without even realizing what we're doing. We use faith in things we can't see to set up, you know, to see in the negative and it shows up. Then when it comes in a positive, to the positive things, we want to try and do it a different way. You know, we want to get that some other way. Well, you're going to get it the same way you got the fear. You know, when the fear comes and you meditate on it and that brings it to you. Well, get your faith out there and believe God for what you need and pull it out of the realm that you can't see. Hallelujah. We don't even realize that we're doing some of these stuff. You know, using our faith to bring nasty stuff to us. Can you see that? You sit and worry and stew over something that's not happened. You talk about how it might, how bad it looks, and whoosh, there it is. That is imagining on the negative, and we call it worry. But you could call it imagination. You're imagining. You have used your gift of imagination that God gave you to pull bad things into your world, and they are what you have. You understand that? Glory to God. Now, everybody has done that and thought it was natural. Come on. People get sick. They get cancer. And they'll have their own funeral. And sometimes they'll even see who came and who didn't come and get mad at those who didn't come. And they're not even dead yet. Come on. Hallelujah. I remember Becky Fender. She said she began to see herself. She's seen herself in the casket. She's seen who came and who didn't come. She's seen her husband with another woman, and she got mad, and she said, that woman ain't going to use my towels. She had nice towels. and so she lived. Hallelujah. She turned that negative thing around and lived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I know people have had funerals, and they've written their stuff, and, you know, you better cut that out. You'll pull that to you. People go out. I'm going to meddle now, but you know what? People get something like cancer, and they go buy a car and get that insurance on it so it's paid for when they die. And they get all that stuff set up to die. And then they'll tell you, well, they was believing for healing, but they died. No, they wasn't. They was believing to get that car paid for after they's gone. Now, if you don't agree with that, take it up with the Lord, okay? Don't write me no dirty notes, okay? Hallelujah. Well, that's the truth, people. We need to get our head together. See, we've all done that, but why, when we talk about using our imagination to pull good things in, the church has a problem? Oh, you shouldn't do that. That's New Age. You know, that's New Age. No, that's not. That was God's idea in the first place. Hallelujah. We've let the New Agers take a bunch of stuff we ought to take back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, do you see that the unseen world is not out there someplace, it's here. Now, if you don't believe that, if you get to going faster than the speed of light, you'll disappear. You say, yeah. Well, you can't go faster than the speed of light. But how about an airplane that has the propeller? Did you ever see it go so fast that you couldn't see the propeller anymore? Well, was it still here? Yeah, it was still here. Stick your finger in there and see how fast you get your hand cut off. but you couldn't see it. Well, the unseen world is here.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you it's here. And you know what? We need to reach in there and get what we need out of that unseen world. And how you do that is with your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the kingdom is here. Everything I need is in that unseen world. All I have to do is use my faith to get it. I have to get my faith up past the speed of light. And I do that with my imagination, reaching out there and getting the word of God. Hallelujah. I love this, what Pastor Kevin's been preaching on imagination. If you hadn't seen it, get the CDs when they get out there. They were so good. Remember the Syrophoenician woman? She was in a different dispensation. But with her faith, she reached out into that supernatural world and got her daughter healed. See, Jesus told her, it's not your time. He said, you're not even in the kingdom. You know, you're not in the covenant, you know, and it's not your time. But she saw this. Oh, glory, I love this. She saw somebody else got healed. Bless God, if anybody ever got healed, might as well be me. And I'm not going home till you heal me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I'm not moving from here till you heal me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand my ground, Lord, because if you ever did it for anybody, you got to do it for me. She reached into a different, because she was under law. I mean, she was really not even a believer. She was outside the covenant, but she was in the age of law. She hadn't got to grace yet. Glory, I love this. Hadn't got into grace yet. But with her faith, she reached into grace. Hallelujah, a different dispensation, called it out and got her daughter healed. Now what's wrong with us? Come on, hallelujah. We're in the dispensation of grace. It's ours. All you got to do is get it and fight for it. Ooh. You know, people start to cry and moan and carry on, and I'm sorry. You know what? I don't mean to make fun, but you've got to get some grit in your guinea. Come on, get a little grit in your guinea and begin to stand up and you know, glory to God. Quit whining. You know, hallelujah, because that won't get you anything. It won't. You got to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus told her he wasn't sent to her. He told her one time yet. He told her she was not in the kingdom. He called her a dog, but she wouldn't take no for an answer. And you know what? She's one of only two places in the Bible where God talked about great faith. Great faith. Hallelujah. She pushed back everything in the natural and got her daughter healed. Hallelujah. We can use our imagination, get our needs met out of the kingdom, and we do it by faith. You say, but it happens quickly when it's in the negative. When I say something negative or get afraid or worried, the things come quickly. But when I'm believing for a healing or for my home to straighten out or for my kids to get saved or money to pay my bills, it's slow as molasses running out of a keg. Why? Because with the negative, we have no resistance. Understand that? With the negative, you have no resistance. The devil, you know, he don't care. He'll put pressure on you when you're worrying and meditating on bad things. He puts no pressure on you then. None. But if you're walking in faith, he'll put pressure on you. You understand? If you're believing for something, I mean, he'll tell you, man, you've been believing for years, nothing's happened. You know, God don't love you. For crying out, it may work for everybody else, but don't work for you. Am I the only one he ever told anything like that to? Y'all look this so, you know, just smile. You know, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, honey, he's worked on me. You know, he's really worked on me. But do you see that when you're worrying or thinking on the negative, you can see into that unseen world? You're seeing that. You see your son on dope. You see yourself dying with cancer. You see yourself broke. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you're looking at what you've imagined and you've given life to that thing. You understand? Hallelujah. You're seeing that thing and you're giving life to it. So see, ask God for vision. Glory to God. See what you need. Get a picture of it. If you have to sit down and draw it out in the natural until you can get it in the spirit. Because if you can see it, you can have it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satan knows this stuff works, and he only hopes you don't.
Right, right, right.
See, you can imagine bad things, and they come. But you can imagine good things, and they'll come. Hallelujah. And Mark 2:1, I wanted to read that. I didn't have it down. Hallelujah. Let me pull it up here. And it said, and again he entered into Capernaum after some time, and it was heard that he was in the house. He was in the house. Hallelujah. I do have that up there. I remember I did. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, and straightway many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Hallelujah. Why does this man speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived it in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason you these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say of the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of God has power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto them, See, there's no difference. It was all done at the same time. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, rise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he rose and took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch as they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Here is four men, there are five men, one on a stretcher and four bringing him to Jesus. All the important people were gathered around Jesus. But there was no faith there. You know how I know that? Because it said the power was there to heal him. Can you imagine sitting at the feet of Jesus and the power was there to heal you and you didn't get healed? Can you imagine sitting in here tonight when the power of God is here to heal you and you don't get healed? Come on. Hallelujah. Reach and get it. It's yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They had taken up all the good parking places. And, you know, they'd taken up all the good seats. They'd crowded around, you know. Hallelujah. But Jesus, it said when Jesus saw their faith, whose faith? I've heard it preached, oh, it was the faith of the four men. Listen, if I'm a paraplegic and I can't move anything but my head, you're not carrying me on the roof unless I got a little faith. Hallelujah. You might drop me. Hallelujah. I think it took a little faith to let them take him up on the roof. They tore the roof off. They lowered him down. Do you see that? That was crazy faith. Do you know what? It's important that we have some crazy faith. It's not natural. Hallelujah. I want some crazy friends who have some crazy faith. Is there any crazy faith in the house tonight? Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, we need that. Crazy faith will get you more than you bargained for. You understand that? Hallelujah. It'll get you to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? I want some crazy friends that'll get me to Jesus, hallelujah, and have some crazy faith to get me there no matter what, hallelujah. Say, I'll get you there if I have to carry you there. If I have to put you down to the roof, I'll get you there. But you're going to get healed, hallelujah. You're going to get what you need, glory. But like I said, crazy faith will get you more than you bargained for. He not only got healed, he got his sins forgiven. I think that is so neat. Morning bar came to get healed. God went away saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, he said it's the same. It's the same. You can have it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Jesus saved him on the credit, you know, because he hadn't gone to the cross yet. Hallelujah. But what about the three other men? You know, I think that they probably got their salvation too, you know. Is there any crazy faith in this house tonight? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. That don't sound too crazy to me. Is there any crazy faith in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Crazy faith will get you healed. It'll get you some crazy money. Hallelujah. Stop trying to satisfy folks, you know, that are walking by their intellect. They'll try and move you off where you are, you know, get you over where they are. You know, oh, you'll get over. When I got excited about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that bunch of people told me, said, oh, you'll get over it. I used to be excited like you do. I used to be excited like you are. It'll wear off. Well, it never has. Hallelujah. Never has. I'm still in love with Jesus. I'm still pushing into him every day, loving him and hearing his voice. And he talks to me so sweetly. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Hallelujah. That sweet name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, you get in trouble when you start looking at what you don't have and forget to be thankful for what you do. You begin to thank the Lord for what you got. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. See, people try to reason you out of your faith. You know, then when they get sick, they're right there wanting you to use their faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God, wanting you to use your faith to help. I've had people wouldn't be seen with me in public. Call me on the phone. Could you come? Now they're sick. Would you come over and pray for me? Yeah, in the middle of the town square. Come on. No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. I sneak into their house and pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had people call me charismaniac. People have told me, everywhere you go, you turn it into a prayer meeting. You know, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. But you know what? Sometimes you let that bother you, but you shouldn't. You know what? Glory, I got some crazy faith tonight. If you don't like it, move on out. Glory to God. Talk to my Father about it. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to spit and carry on like I do, but bless God, you ought to get a little life in you. Hallelujah. You know what? If you're on fire for Jesus, you're going to, I mean, man, people come just to watch you burn. Sometimes people just come to watch, see what shantics I'm going to pull the next time, you know? Hallelujah. Bless God. But you hear the word when you come. And people get healed. People who don't know God at all. Sometimes they'll try to move you off your faith. But you know what? And they'll try to make fun of you. But that don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith runs counter to how folks in the world act normally. If you start calling things that be not as though they were, it upsets people, especially church people. Come on. Faith calls things that be not as though they are. Look at Abraham. 90 years old, God tells him, call yourself father of many nations. Are you kidding, Lord? He didn't have one child. His wife's old and barren. But God said, call yourself Abraham. And not only that, but I want you to tell everybody else to call you father of many nations. People knew he didn't have any kids, but God told him, change your name. Call yourself Abraham. So he goes, tells people, call me Abraham. Why? Why should we call you Abraham? Father of many nations, you don't have any kids. God told me to change my name. He said, I'm going to have a son. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking, he's the only one believing God. The rest of them are not. Can you imagine his neighbors? Like, hey, guys, appease him. He's getting old and senile. Just appease him. You know, and I bet they didn't say that too loudly because he's the richest man in the country. You know, they probably work for him. I'm saying people may talk about you, but as long as you have faith and your faith has proof, you'll have the last laugh.
That's right.
People who used to make fun of me don't make fun of me anymore, people. Hallelujah. I've had people, I had one guy have me come and speak at his church, and he got up in front of the whole church and apologized and asked me to forgive him. Because he said he made fun of me. I didn't even know it. God so protected me, I didn't know it. I'm so glad I didn't know it. I might have not have went there. I probably would have. Sometimes the Lord will say, I'll say, I wouldn't teach for them for nothing. He say, oh, yes, you will. Go ahead. You know, somebody asked me one time. They made fun of me first. And then they said, would you teach? I thought, no, I'm not going to teach for you, you know. But the Lord said, oh, yes, you will. And out of that, I started out with 4, I think, and I ended up with about 100. So, you know, if your faith has proof. And I'm not saying to you, look what I've done. Glory to God. You know that by now. Hallelujah. All I've done is yield myself to God and move where he told me to move and do what he told me to do. Listen to his voice and take his word and try to win people to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I'm saying people may talk about you, but as long as your faith has proof, you'll have the last laugh. Violent faith is what we need. See, Jesus talked about no faith. Remember when the storm come up and he asked the disciples, how come you have no faith? Then he talked about little faith. Well, look that up. Little faith means a short burst of faith. You know, Peter walked on the water, so he had a short burst of faith. But, you know, he had to have that to walk on the water. Then there's great faith, and we also need some violent faith. The Bible says the violent take it by force. Get mad at the devil. You know, people say, you can't order God around. Whoever tried, that's dumb. You know what? But I can make that word work because God said it'd work. I can violently take that and say, devil, you're not messing with my family. You get your hands off my kids. Those are my kids, and you don't have the legal right, and you will move your carcass out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Get your hands off my health, because this is my body, and you have no legal right to be here. I put an eviction sign up, and I say, get out. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, I'm going to be an example. I'm going to be 90 years old, still kicking. Glory. Now I didn't say steel dragon. I said I'm going to be kicking. Hallelujah. I'm a kicking grandma. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know what? I'm telling you, where did God say I get a certain age and fall apart? Never said it. Hallelujah. I didn't find it. Glory to God. See, I want to be an example. I want to be a godly woman who's an example of holiness and righteousness. And God, you know, people look and say, they don't say, well, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one. But they look and say, yeah, you know what? You've been with God 45 years and never backslid, never walked away. God kept me. That's got nothing to do with me. That's God's keeping power. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I had enough sense to know there was no place else to go, for crying out loud. I mean, where are you going to go? Praise God. But we have great faith. And we don't need anything in the natural to confirm that God has done what he said he'd do. You know what? When Bev Tucker laid hold on that healing for her son, she had nothing in the natural to go out on. She had to reach into that world and get that out. Hallelujah. Pull it out of the unseen realm into the realm of where you could see it. Hallelujah. She had nothing in the natural to look at. When you can see it, it's not faith. You understand? When they told me that arm wouldn't work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they said I was going to have an arthritic arm. I reached into the unseen and got what I needed and got that arm healed and grown that bone together. Hallelujah. That faith grew that bone together. Hallelujah. And that is so neat. I tell you what, every time I pick up something of that arm, I think, thank you, Jesus. Almost every time I think, Lord, thank you. Thank you that arm hurt, that arm don't hurt. And thank you that I don't have pain in it when the weather changes. Glory to God, because they told me that too. I don't. Hallelujah. You don't have to take everything the doctor says. Amen. He's just practicing, you know. Isn't that what they call him, a practitioner? Hallelujah. See, we're too sense-based. I can see it, so it must be true. God wants you to get to a place where you don't have to see anything in the natural. A place where our faith does not need any of the flesh to confirm that it's working. You understand? And that's going to take something to take that where you can see it when there's nothing in the natural that says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how many people I've shared? You know, I've not shared face-to-face with a lot of people, but I tell about that healing when I went and they told me I had a tumor, a big mass in my breast. And I've told that. You know how many people have come up and said to me, oh, that's given me hope. If you can do it, I can do it. See, that's the reason you need to share your testimonies. Share those things. We need to encourage one another to reach in there and get what you can't see yet. See it in the spirit and reach and get it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Don't be sense-based. John 5:14-15. I love this scripture. And this is the confidence we have in him. That if we ask anything. How many things? Yes. Anything. You think he meant that? Yes. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, he said if you ask something that it's his will to do, he's heard you. You understand? Healing is his will. Glory to God. Prosperity is his will. As he is in this world, so are you. I love that when she shared that. Hallelujah. We know that if he hears us, he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition we desire to him. He said, if you ask according to my will, I hear you. And if you know I hear you, you got it, son. You got it. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Glory to God. You got it. Hallelujah. Don't let leukemia or anything else stand in your way. Hallelujah. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, hallelujah, for leukemia to get out of your body, bless God, that's his will. And he knows, and you know if he heard you, then you're going to have what you ask. You get the petition. Hallelujah. Don't doubt it. Don't take it on what you do. Take it on what He's done. Hallelujah. By His stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Bless God. I remember when Connie back there lost her eyesight. Today she can see. Amen. Remember that? Hallelujah. I mean, she went blind. Now she can see. It was an impossible situation. But God blessed her to be able to see because she reached into the unseen and got what she needed and pulled it into the realm of the seen. Hallelujah. And others of you, hallelujah, you've done that. You've gotten it, and you're a testimony. And we're going to have more. Mm-mm. See, faith takes you beyond your flesh. This is the confidence we have in Him, that whatever we ask, we have it. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, not when you see, not when you feel, not when you hear, not when you taste, not when you smell. He said, when you pray, believe you receive them. When do you believe? When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. When you pray, believe. What kind of feeling does that talk about? None. If you feel it, you're not in faith. Hallelujah. We have to go beyond those five physical, natural senses. Let's go beyond that. For you to get the promises, you're going to have to leave the realm of the flesh. Are you getting that? Are you getting anything out of this? Is it helping you? See, the promises are in the eternal realm. It's the supernatural realm, and you have to touch that realm, and the only way you touch it is with your faith. No flesh can get there. Everything you need in this life according to faith and godliness is what it says. That's 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as He has, as His divine power has given us all things. How many things? All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His glory and virtue. I love that. He has already given you all things. How many things? All things that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. So you got everything you need in the natural, you got everything you need in the spirit. Now you just got to work it. Everything you need is already there. You need health, need finances, tires for your car, food for your table, a car, a van. Hallelujah. See, it's according to life and godliness. It's already there. God already thought of it. Hallelujah. You're not telling Him something when you tell Him. Hallelujah. People act like it's the first time He heard it when they tell Him. No, He knew it. You can tell Him. You can tell Him your need. But He gets pretty tired of you crying about it all the time. Bless God. Go there. Tell Him what you need. Get it and get it by faith. And then stand on that. God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God put it there before you arrived. Your need has already been provided for. Oh, I love that. I love that. Hallelujah. Jesus don't have to come back and take another stripe. But you know, when Jesus was here, they hadn't heard of that disease. He had. It was no surprise to Him. He had. See, your mind has been programmed that if you can't see it, it doesn't exist. Revelation is faith's greatest asset. See this. Revelation is seeing. You can see something. You were never designed to go where you cannot see. Now listen to me. I'm talking in the spirit now. Hallelujah. You have to see something. There is no such thing as blind faith. People say, oh, they just got that blind faith. That's just crazy. There's no such faith sees. And revelation is seeing with your spiritual eyes. Glory to God. See, we need revelation. We got to have revelation. You're a spirit. You have spirit eyes. Nothing can exist in the natural that didn't exist first in the spirit. The world was made by things that couldn't be seen. It was God, and He spoke it out. It was in God, and He spoke it out. We tend to think that faith is just a feeling. No. When you get a revelation of something, you believe it. You will. Oh, man. Ooh, I've seen some things in the spirit, and I believe it. Ooh, you couldn't get it out of me. You were never meant to believe without seeing. When you see something, the spirit doubt goes away. You can see it. Just like I couldn't get you to doubt that this pulpit is here, you see it. Well, and you believe it. You know, you believe it's there. But we have to reopen your spiritual eyes. You have to see it. Ooh, some of you getting the blinders pulled off of you tonight. I'm telling you, God is pulling blinders off of you. You're seeing some things you never did see before. Hallelujah. If you can see it, honey, you can have it. A revelation brings a revolution. I thought about that today. I thought, whoa, glory. When I get a revelation, you think it don't bring a revolution? Woo-wee. Devil, watch out, because I'm about to punch you right in your nose. Hallelujah. I don't know if he has a nose or not, but I take the word of God and hit him. If he had a neck, I'd ring it. Sometimes I could get hold of him. Hallelujah. But I can, you know, the way I get him is I take that word. Stick him with the Spirit. Stick him with the sword of the Spirit and twist it once you get it in there. Hallelujah. Reopen your spiritual eyes. You have to see it first. If you can see it, you can have it. Once you see it, you own it. You know, I've heard people say, I can't imagine living in a big house like that. I can't imagine driving a big car like that. I can't imagine buying a car with cash. Well, as long as you can't see it, you'll never have it. You know? I can't imagine seeing myself speaking in tongues. I had somebody tell me that. I can't imagine speaking in tongues. Well, bless God. You begin to imagine these things. It becomes yours when you see it. Hallelujah. Once you see it, you believe it. And when you believe it, you're one with it. It's yours. Stay with me now, okay? I want to make sure you get this. In Genesis 13, verse 14, it said, the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up your eyes. And look from the place where you are, northward, southward, westward, eastward. For all the land which you see, to you will I give it, and to your seed forever. Now, I'm using regular words. We don't talk thee and thou now. Look at what Abraham had to do to own it. He had to see it first. He said, lift up your eyes and look. Hallelujah. And what you see, you know, what you see, you get. And if you can't see it, you can't have it, okay? And he said, verse 16, I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, so shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, now look at that. First of all, he's seen it. Now he's got to walk on. People, I get so excited I can't hardly stand it. Hallelujah. See, you see it and then you walk on it. Hallelujah. Arise and walk through the land, the length of it and the breadth of it. For I will give it unto thee. Hallelujah. You know, you see it, then you walk on it. Hallelujah. Everywhere the sole of your feet touches, that I've given you. When I worked at the retirement center, I'd go in there in the morning. I'd walk through there. I'd touch them chairs. You belong to me because I work here today. And you spirits of griping and fussing and old age spirits, you ain't coming in here today because I work here. I will have no fusses and no arguments. And bless God, you should have seen the difference it made when you go in there and declare that. God said, every place I set my foot, he's going to give it to me. So I take, see, that's part of the problem. I'm telling you, God gave you something. You say, well, it's God. No, it ain't. He gave it to you. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to own it. Somebody's got to own it. It's out there in limbo. God gave it to you and you're trying to give it back. Hallelujah. Bless God. It's yours now. See, religion don't like that. But bless God. If God said, I've given you something, it's mine. He's not going to take it back. But if I don't own it, see, part of the reason Adam got in trouble, because God gave Adam that garden to tend and he didn't own it. You understand? He didn't own that garden. He let the snake come in. The enemy come in. Hallelujah. So you got to take possession of what's yours. Okay? When God gives you something, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll take good care of this. Hallelujah. But he said, arise, walk through the land, the length of it and the breadth of it, and I'll give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar to the Lord. God says, now I want you to walk in it. You have to see it before you can walk it. Hallelujah. I love that. Your feet will never go where your mind has never been. I want to say that again. Your feet will never go where your mind has never been. I have to make sure you can see it first. Hallelujah. You do not see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. You understand? What do you see with? You see with your mind. I thought about that today. And I was sharing some with Bevan. I shared some with Sherry, this morning I was talking to her about, you know, we think we see with our eyes, but you in the natural you don't see with your eyes. Take your brain out of there and you won't see anything. You understand? You see with your mind. Hallelujah, bless God. And the devil tried to blind your mind to keep you from moving forward. If he can cut down your vision, he can stop you from changing the world. And we're here to change the world. People, we're here not to take sides, but to take over. We're supposed to take over. Oh, no. We got to crawl back in our little hole and don't offend anybody. Well, bless God, the gospel offended. Now, I wouldn't hurt you for nothing, but bless God, you start pushing on my faith, and you're probably going to get offended. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, you can't change the world without revelation. If you don't get revelation from God, you're not even going to know there's anything wrong with the world. You know, Paul didn't have any revelation when he was killing Christians. He had book knowledge, but he didn't see what God wanted to do. He spoke several languages, and he was trained by the smartest of the Pharisees. He was brilliant, but he had no revelation. He was schooled in the Torah, but he had no revelation. You can have numbers of PhDs and be off. Not even believe in God. You understand? Hallelujah. I know a guy who quoted, several chapters, not verses, chapters in the Bible. But you know what it meant. I was so jealous. I thought, oh my goodness, I want to quote that Bible like that. But then I had more revelation out of one verse than he had out of several books. You know? Bless God. We need to get revelation from God. When you get revelation, you can't be deceived. See, I'm more frightened of deception than anything else in the world. Because you can think you're right, and you'd be just wrong. But if you get revelation, you can't be deceived. The only way the devil can deceive you is to keep you in darkness. Any learning without God is dark knowledge. All the intelligence. When the Egyptians... When there was a famine coming, all their knowledge, all their intelligence could not get them out of that famine. They were smart. Scientists still can't figure out how they built all those pyramids. But they couldn't stop the famine. It took a word from God. It took revelation from God to know how to store the food. And Joseph got revelation, and he helped him. But they couldn't because they were in darkness. One man named Joseph had light. All God needs is one person. Here I am. Hallelujah. Get your hand up there. I'm telling you, bless God. Whew. I tell you, when somebody says something like that, say, that's me, God. He said his eyes searched to and fro, looking for somebody to show himself great in behalf of. I say, don't look any further. I'm right here. It's me. Hallelujah. God told Abraham, as far as you can see, I'm going to give you. Remember, you don't see with your eyes, you see with your mind. Let me prove it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, not the eyes, the minds, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. Satan is blinding the mind because he knows that you don't see with your eyes. You can be around prosperity. You can work in a bank and see money all the time and still be poor as a church mouse because you have no vision. Hallelujah. Bless God. You can't see your inheritance. See, that's what I'm trying to get you. Come out of that slave mentality. Come out of that victim mentality. Come out of that poor me. You know, bless God. Begin to see God has prosperity. I have inheritance. And part of my inheritance is to have so I can help you. Glory to God. You think I want money to help me? I want money to help you. I want money to... Oh, man, why should Oprah get all the fun? You know, every time she does that, her most whatever things she gives away, favorite thing. I get so jealous. I think, oh, Lord, I want to do that. I don't want to get somebody else to sponsor me to do it. I want to be able to give it. I want to be able to give. Hallelujah. God wouldn't have put that desire in me to give like that if I didn't have an inheritance someplace where I can pull it out and give it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, you have to meditate the word until your mind is open to what God says you can have. Take some of these scriptures. I hope you're writing them down tonight. Take them. Meditate on them. Hallelujah. You know, if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. If I know he hears me, I have what he said I could have. So then take it. Glory to God. Just take it and begin to thank God for it. And begin to put the word on that and water that with the word and watch it come into your life in the natural where you can see it. Take some of those. Hallelujah. Bless God. Matthew 15:12. Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou not that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, I love this scripture. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted out. Let them alone. They are the blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in a ditch. I always use that when somebody's got something like cancer or a tumor. You know, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. God didn't plant that junk on you. He didn't plant that, and it will be rooted out. There have been blind folks leading blind folks for years. They have no revelation. They say things like, healing is not for everybody. God put sickness on you to teach you something. Or God don't like you much anyway. And there's something people saying that just tears me up. I hear it a lot. They'll say, God's going to get you. Well, God never got anybody except with Jesus and his blood. Hallelujah. Religion has taught us stuff that's held us in bondage. Set us in a track that we need to get it out of. You know, you got this rabbit track that you run in all the time. You know, you just run in that all the time. Or a ridge you get down into, a rut. Glory to God. Let God get you out of that rut tonight. Because that stuff has held you in bondage. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 it says, For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. See, there's two men. He's talking about one on the outside, one on the inside. One flesh, one spirit. The real one is the spirit. For our light affliction, and this is great, and I think you ought to meditate this. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding. You know, I looked that up, and whenever he says, like, far above and far, you know, it's way, way out there, you know, far above, not just a little ways. You understand? Far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're temporal. They're temporary. Hallelujah. But the things which are not seen are eternal. I'm telling you, if you can see it, you can change it, honey. Hallelujah. If you can see it, it's temporary. Temporal means subject to change. If you can see it, hear it, taste it, smell it, it's subject to the change. Verse 17, it says, Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And I got some revelation out of that today. Whoo, glory. Do you see that there's no situation that you're supposed to be in for a long time? He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Yes. Some people, you meet them, they're going through. Oh, sister, I'm going through. They get this real religious voice. I'm going through. You want to say, honey, let me give you a hand. Let's pull you through. You've been in that long enough. You know, I'm just going through. Oh, the devil's been after me all week. Hallelujah. Kenneth Hagin told about a woman who got up and testified. The devil has been after me all week. Bless his holy name. That's what she said. Hallelujah. He told that in one of his books. Hallelujah. But it says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, if you've been in something for a long time, I'm not making fun of you. You understand me? But I'm thinking sometimes we go through things for a long time because we don't know it's supposed to be for a short time. You know, when you know it's supposed to be for a short time, then we begin to imagine ourselves out of that. We begin to imagine ourselves seeing ourselves healthy and well. We begin to imagine seeing ourselves with money to give and money to live. We begin to imagine, I see myself writing $10,000 checks. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. I see myself writing $1 million check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you say, how are you going to do that? I don't know. I don't have to figure that out. I'm going to use my faith. I'm going to go into that unseen realm and pull it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. She's making fun of me. She is. I'm playing. But do you see that there's no situation that you're supposed to be in for a long, long time? Yeah. And you say, well, God's timing is different than ours. You know, he may think 40 years is a short time. Well, you know what? He talked to us on our level. He's not going to talk to me on some level I don't understand. And when he says our light affliction, which is but for a moment, then bless God, I don't expect it to last for 40 years. There's some people that, you know, you don't even want to ask them how they are unless you got all day. Come on. How you doing, my poor back and legs? You know, and they give you this whole story. Listen, people, let's uplift people, okay? Hallelujah. We all need to be encouraged in this. So do I. You know, we need to be encouraged that let every word that proceedeth out of our mouth be to the edifying of people. How long does it take you to go through something is based on what you're looking at. If you're looking at the temporal, it'd be long and heavy. But if you're looking at the eternal, it'd be light and momentary. Come on. I'm believing for that. Listen, there's some things I've believed for a long time. Been, you know, and stayed in a long time. But maybe it's because I didn't know I don't have to. Hallelujah. So I intend to lay hold on that. It's just a light affliction that's just temporary. It ain't going to last long. Hallelujah. I don't care what your situation is. It's time that that thing be light and momentary. It's time that the situation in your home be light and momentary. You have to stop looking at the condition and start looking at the Word of God when what it says about the situation. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm a conqueror. The greater one is on the scene. And when he gets on the scene, he's there to move things. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. It's time for your body and its condition to be light and momentary. Cancer should be light and momentary. The situation in your home between you and your husband should be light and momentary. God gave us spiritual eyes that have to be activated. We have been taught that we can't see any further than we can see with our mind. But you know that's not true because of the word vision. Vision is being able to see conditions that do not currently exist. Be able to look and see. Ooh, I can see that house with two bathrooms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph had vision. He saw himself as a ruler and told his brothers, and they got angry and sold him as a slave. The enemy is after your vision because he knows if you have vision, you'll end up with your destiny. Hallelujah. Bless God. Just get that vision. Is this helping anybody? I love what Pastor Kevin said in this last series about Walt Disney. He said he stood in a swamp and he saw hotels and Ferris wheels and he saw fun. He saw a mouse that could laugh and talk and make people happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you can't go by what you see because the devil is a master at deception, trickery. So you can't go by what you see in the natural, but in the spirit, you can't go someplace you haven't seen. You understand that? Are you getting that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we're not here to just get by. I just don't believe that I see any place where it looks to me, every time I read it, looks like I'm a victor. Hallelujah. How what would you think if I came in here and I had a bunch of little kids and I was dressed to the nines and I mean had diamonds and all this stuff on me and my little kids looked like they're starving and pitiful, hadn't had a bath in a month? You wouldn't think I was a very good parent, would you? But I'm going to tell you something. That's what we've done God. We thought he lives in a mansion, but we're all supposed to just crawl through a knothole. Hallelujah. He wants to provide for us, but he wants to provide his way. And it's not... It'll be honest. I'm going to tell you something. It'll be honest when God gives it to you. Hallelujah. I told someplace, I can't remember where I told it, but when I used to teach at First Assembly, and there was a guy there that was part of the worship team, and he came to me, he said, "You just made me so mad." He said, "You'd say, you know, I'd pray that they'd find things, and, you know, they'd inherit things, and I'd pray all that." And he said, "You pray we find things. I found something. I have to give it back. God, make me give it back." And so one day they went downtown to a store to get some furniture. And so they're in there looking, and they picked out what they wanted, but they didn't have enough money for it. So they walked out, and as they go down the street, just the street, here she sees a $50 bill hung in the weeds. And she reaches down. They're getting all this money hung in the weeds. Hallelujah. They don't know who it belongs to. And it was just enough to pay for their furniture. He said, I won't say nothing anymore. I won't say nothing anymore. He said, hallelujah. See, you try to figure things out with your mind and God can do something that you didn't even think of. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. We're here to change the world. And that means you're going to have to walk through some situations that look a certain way. But you can't say what it looks like. You've got to say what it be like. Come on. Say what it is. Yes. I know that's not good English, but, you know, bless God. Joseph's brother sold him, took his coat and dipped it in animal blood and took it to his father. That was the proof that his son was dead. But was his son dead?
No.
Absolutely not. Now, faith, I want to read you that Hebrews 11:1, the Amplified. That's so good. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact that which is not revealed to the senses. Faith perceiving as real fact that which is not revealed to the senses. When you move in faith, you'll have to leave your senses behind. Now, I didn't say leave your brain. Some of Christians left their brain at the door. Go back and get them. You're going to need them. Hallelujah. Get saved. Leave their brains. I mean, did you ever see so many goofy Christians? Come on. God don't need a bunch of goofy Christians. Now, I'm talking about being crazy, but I was talking about crazy faith. I'm not talking about being goofy. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You know, you're out there in a-la-la land. We don't need any more strange Christians. Come on. People making fun of us. God having to go behind you and clean up. Come on, get your feet. I'm preaching now. Get your feet grounded in the Word of God and begin to move out in that, not some strange, goofy stuff. Hallelujah. Come on. You know, people don't think you're spiritual. They think you're dumb. They think you're goofy. Come on. I know I'm not talking to anybody in here because you're all just spiritual. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been around a long time and I've seen a lot of goofy Christians. Come on. Hallelujah. I remember Jeannie Mayo used to say there, EGR, extra grace required. Just needs a little extra grace required. Hallelujah. But the world is supposed to see something in your life that distinguishes you from them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There's something about you that's supposed to shine so that the world sees something they want. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Hallelujah. You ought to have some demonstration of power in your life. Some people ain't got enough power to blow their nose. Come on. Hallelujah. They got it. They just don't know they got it. Christianity was never meant to be dictated. It's meant to be demonstrated. Hallelujah. We try to beat somebody overhead with the Bible. We need some demonstration of the Spirit and the power in our lives. In other words, we should have some signs following. You know, bless God. And I know y'all do. I hear the things you tell me. Hallelujah. Signs following you. We need to change this world, people. And you're not going to go in there and change it with a track. It used to be that was enough, but it's not today. These kids have seen everything. They've been involved in all kinds of stuff. We're going to have some power in our lives. We're going to have some victory. I look like I'm half dead and they just ain't buried me yet. Bless God, nobody wants what I got. Come on. Hallelujah. Stink to high heaven. Been dead a week and you don't even know it. Come on, shake yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I don't say you got to holler and carry on like I do, but Lord, bless God, let your face know you got a little life in you. Okay? Hallelujah. Bless God. If I got joy, you know people are going to want some of it. They want to know where you got it. Yeah. Hallelujah. But if I'm whining around and crying around and telling you how bad off I am and all that, if I was bad off, I wouldn't tell you. Hallelujah. I'd tell him. Glory to God. He'd fix it. But we're too busy telling everybody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we need to have some signs following us. And I'm almost done. When Jesus was preaching on the shore, the people went after him because he had an anointing and power in his life. You know, we got something in us. You know, there's an anointing on you. And when you walk with God a lot of years, there's an anointing there. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to conjure it up. I don't have to tell you, hey, let me tell you I'm anointed. Oh, I'm anointed. Oh, glory. Let me tell you I'm anointed. No, I don't have to tell you that. There's something on your life. And it's the Spirit of God. When you walk with God a long time, and that'll increase as you go. Maybe you just got saved. You got that on you too. It just increases as you stick with God and you put the Word in. And that will increase. And sometimes just you coming in will change an atmosphere. I don't anybody say, oh, Ellen said she's so great. When she comes in, it changes the atmosphere. I didn't say that. Don't you go out and say it either. I'll get you. I'm saying when a person has walked with God a long time. I remember Pastor Sammy at First Assembly said to me, Evelyn, no matter where I take you, and I'm not bragging on Evelyn, I'm bragging on Jesus. He said, no matter where I take you, people recognize the gifts that are in you and they'll call you out. And he said, that just impresses me. Well, it was nothing about me. It's my walking with Jesus and letting him shine through and letting those gifts and callings that he's put within me just love people. You know, I love people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And people recognize that. So, you know, don't misunderstand what I just said, okay? It's time that we bring our sick to the Sunday services. And they don't leave the same way they came. They leave healed and delivered. They leave different. Where is the power? Where is the power? Glory to God. See, we need as the church to begin to walk in that power again. And you know what? Some of us haven't been taught how to do that. But if you're coming to this church, you've been taught. And we have no excuse. And I'll tell you, God's about to do some things that are absolutely going to, if you're religious at all, it'll just blow you out of the water. Because God's about to do some things. Start expecting that. Start expecting. Listen, people, this place ought to be full every week. I mean, it ought to be full every week. Filled to the brim. You understand? Because have you got any sick people in this church? Yeah. Do we have a healing school and a deliverance class here? Yeah. They need to get here. And they need to come expecting to get healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening to me. I had fun teaching this. I had fun all day. I just kept going over it all day long. I thought, ah, glory, that's so... I mean, some of this stuff I don't do at home, but... I don't hardly recognize it by the time I get here and give it to you. But if you need a healing tonight, I got some of my healing team here. We're going to be up here. And Father, I ask you tonight, God, that you'll make your presence so felt by every single person here, God. And Lord, I pray that you plug up the holes where we leak, God, and don't let anybody leak out what you've taught them tonight. Don't let anybody forget, God, that they are the righteousness of God. And that your grace covers us. God, don't let anybody forget that it is your will that we be healed and prosperous. Don't let anybody forget, God, that you want us to live in peace and joy and harmony, God. And Lord, the world may be coming apart around us. They may be fighting wars all around us. Excuse me. But I can live in peace. I can live in peace and harmony, and I can live loving God and loving people. Father, just help people not to forget that. God, I ask that you bless these. God, may this be the best Christmas they ever had. Bev, come and believe for me, with me, okay? We're going to believe that no one in here is going to have a bad Christmas, that no one in here is going to be so poverty-stricken that they don't have enough to eat and clothes and enough to even give away. We're going to believe for that tonight. If you don't have a job tonight, we're going to believe God to give you a job. Hallelujah. My little friend over here, she believed for a job for the longest time, and she got a job. Hallelujah. Praise God. So some of you are believing for a job. Some of you are believing for your homes to be put back together. I pulled the disappointment out of you tonight. All that disappointment, all that where you've believed and believed, and it's just, you know, you've just gotten disappointed. I pull that disappointment, and I just, in the spirit, Bev and I get on one side and the other, and we just pull you back up again. We say, come on, get up, go again. Believe God again. Put your faith out there again. And Father, I thank you now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God, we believe right now. We believe for the prosperity of every person in here. God, I want them healed. This is a healing school, and that's what we're here primarily to teach healing. But we're teaching on finances tonight too, God. And we're asking for healing of their finances. God, we repent. Lead them in a prayer to repent for their ancestors not tithing. Okay? Come on. She's going to lead you. You say this. Hallelujah.
Okay, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask that you would forgive.
I ask that you would forgive
my iniquity.
My iniquity.
And the iniquity.
And the iniquity
of my ancestors.
Of my ancestors.
Where we have stolen.
For we have stolen
from you, Lord.
From you, Lord.
Through the through not giving.
Through not giving.
Through the tithe.
Through the tithe.
And the offering.
And the offering.
Tonight, God.
Tonight, God.
I repent.
I repent.
For my entire ancestral line.
For my entire ancestral line.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I speak right now.
And I speak right now.
To all lack.
To all lack.
And I command it to go.
And I command it
I
to
declare
go.
Tonight.
I declare tonight.
That the windows of heaven.
That the windows of
are
heaven.
Are open.
Are open.
And they are pouring out such blessing.
And they are pouring out such
that
blessing.
I do not have room enough to receive it.
That I do not have room enough to receive it.
I thank
it.
You, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That you said in your word.
That you said in your
that you would rebuke the devourer.
That you would rebuke the
for
devourer.
For my sake.
For my sake.
So God, I declare tonight.
So God, I declare
the
tonight.
Devourer
the devourer.
Is rebuked.
Is rebuked.
He's rebuked from my house.
He's rebuked from my house.
My finances.
My finances.
My children.
My children.
My health.
My health.
Every area.
Every area.
I declare.
The devourer.
The devourer. Is rebuked.
Is rebuked.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In devil.
Devil,
you are the devourer.
You are the devourer.
Get your hands,
get your
off
hands
my stuff.
Off my stuff.
In the name of
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Now I declare.
Now I declare.
I am blessed coming in.
I am blessed.
And
coming
I am
in,
blessed going out.
I am blessed going
I
out.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank
that
you,
I'm
Lord,
strong in
that
you.
That I'm strong in you.
That I am healthy.
That I'm healthy.
That I am whole.
That I'm whole.
That I am sound.
That I'm sound.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I have more than enough.
That I have more than
that
enough.
That I am rich.
That
Lord,
I, am
I thank
rich.
You for ideas
I thank you for
to bring wealth,
to bring wealth,
Father, into my family,
into my family
and into the kingdom of God.
Into the kingdom
Father,
of God.
I thank you, Lord,
Father, I thank
that you are for me,
that you are for
and,
me
not against
and not
me.
Against me.
In Jesus'
name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' Amen. Name. Now, if you've got something physically wrong with you, stand up. Just stand up. Hallelujah. 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 Bless God. Bless God. Now, do you believe that you can reach into that realm and get what you need tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do that. Say, Father,
Father,
I take my faith in the name of Jesus. And I reach in to the kingdom of God. And I get my healing. I reach in and take it because you paid for it. Now it's mine. Now, body, you get in line. Tumors, you fall off. Disease, get out of my body. You're not welcome here. I demand that you leave. Now, Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I take that healing tonight. Body, you will magnify God. You will glorify God. You will bless the Lord by doing what you're supposed to. Now, Father, I thank you. I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I thank you. I will walk in healing, and I will not die of a disease. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now get it. Get it. Come on, get it. If you really got it, you're going to begin to praise the Lord. You're going to begin to thank him. It's yours. Now, don't wait on a feeling. I told you, you got to go past that. You're not going to get it. If Bev Tucker had waited till her son looked healed, she would have never got him healed. But she took it by faith. So take it by faith now in Jesus' name and begin to thank the Lord every day. Oh, and talk to your body. Tell it in Jesus' name. Now sit down. I want those of you who have a problem in your home. Hallelujah. Come on. Some of you have. Don't be ashamed. Glory to God. There's some of you that have problems in your home. And it's something bigger than you. And you've been trying to change those people yourself, and you can't. And now we're going to ask the Lord to change that. I'm going to have Bev pray over this one.
Okay, well, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just come against every spirit of division. We come against strife and discord in the homes, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus. Name. Father, we come and we cancel that assignment. We declare that for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy, loosen, dissolve, and undo every assignment, every work of darkness. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare every assignment of hell undone in the lives of these people, God, in their families, in their relationships with their spouses, in their relationships with their children, in the relationship with their parents. Father, we declare them undone, every design of hell in the name of Jesus. Father, I command right now, God, that unforgiveness and bitterness, God, Father, we break the authority of that off of every single person, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against rebellion in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against greed in the name of Jesus. I come against idolatry in the name of Jesus. And we command it to come down in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that love, Father God, that your love would be released into the homes. That, Father, we would step out of places of judging one another. And that, God, we'd see good in one another, God. And even if we have to see it by faith, God, God, let us see good. Let us see the treasure, Father, that you've given us, God, with each person, Father, Lord. And, Father God, I pray that we would be appreciative and thankful, God. And I ask, God, that you would show us, Lord, how to love those who are hard to love, God, in our homes, Father. Father God, let us walk in that love. God, I pray that we would come out of selfishness, that we would quit demanding our rights, but God, we would let you love through us, that you might bring healing into our homes. So, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll get our eyes off of ourselves. And God, we'll get our eyes on what you desire to do, how you desire to restore and bring restoration into our homes, Father, not our way. We submit, God, our lives and our way to you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, that you who began a good work in our homes, in our lives, that you are able to perform it and you will bring it to the finish in Jesus' name. Amen.
Disappointment. There's some of you who have believed God so long, you've been so disappointed. And you've just thrown up your hands and thought, what's the use? I've believed and nothing's happened. I pull that disappointment out of you right now. All that heaviness, I pull it out of you right now. And I ask the Lord to give you new vision so you can see what your Father's doing tonight. Oh, new vision that you'd see. And I want to read you a scripture. It's Acts 16:31. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. That's how God sees your family, already saved. You need to begin to see them saved. Begin to imagine them saved. See them in church with their hands lifted. See them dressed up and cleaned up. See them not on alcohol and drugs. See them not doing the things they do. Hallelujah. See them loving God and reading their Bible. Begin to ask God for a vision of that. Listen, people, I believe God's done some things here tonight. I mean, there are some things. Oh, man, just stuff is happening. I can see things leaving in the spirit, and I can see new vision coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And you know what? Just begin to picture what you want to see. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not seeing things by faith, you're seeing things in the flesh. You see, so begin to see your family members living in a place called done.
Yeah.
Because he's already done it. Uh-huh.
And if you believe this, you and your household, do you believe it? Then why are you spending hours crying, begging God to save your kids? Do you know what? God is, I mean, it's okay for you to pray and intercede for your kids, but we don't have to cry like those who have no hope. Cry and beg God. See, we're not beggars. We're not dogs. I'm telling you, God has already done what it needed to do to get your kids saved. He's done what he needed to do to get your family saved. I'm telling you, he knows who to raise up to go in there. He knows who can speak to them. He knows what they need. So you just begin to praise the Lord. Just begin to think, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. My kids are saved. Thank you. They're delivered out of alcohol. They're delivered out of drugs. They're delivered out of that fornication. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoa, come on, say glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. How many of you feel like you've been touched tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's good. That's good. Hallelujah. You know what? We're going to dismiss you. We'll have people here. If you feel like you need hands laid on, boy, I think God's done some stuff. I mean, I think that You need to lay hold on that and go with it. Hallelujah. Bless God. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every one of these, God. Lord, I look at them, each one, and seal them with the blood of Jesus. Just seal them with the blood of Jesus. Put the blood on that one and that one and that one and that one, God. And just seal them with the blood. Ask God, you said you're able to keep that which you commit to you. And I commit each and every single one here tonight. I commit them to you. I just put them in your hands, God. Believing, God, you're going to change lives. You're going to change homes. You're going to change situations, Father. Lord God, those bodies are going to manifest the healing, Father. And God, I declare that night, that 2013 will be the best year that we've ever had. I declare that it'll be the most prosperous, healthy year we've ever had. In the name of Jesus. And I call impossible. Call it out. I call impossible out of your mind. I heard that word just pop up there, impossible. I call that out in Jesus' name. Nothing is impossible with God. And he said nothing is impossible to them but believe God. So praise God. In Jesus' name, I bless you to have a good Christmas, a healthy Christmas, a Christmas where your families are whole and together. I bind any trouble, families getting together and someone coming in with a bottle and getting all messed up. I bind that. I say that will not happen to anybody in here. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we call peace. Peace in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.